Hello there, this is Dave Allen with The Gold, and today I want to talk about photography. It's something I've got really into just lately, and it's something that happens when you get yourself a new camera. I was using a Canon 600D for a while, and it was a great camera, and the thing was is that I really loved using it as well. But the trouble was it was big and it was heavy, and I didn't like to take it out because it was so darn heavy to put it in my bag and cart around the place. So I decided that I'd change the camera to a Sony mirrorless camera, and I went for the NEX6, and it's a really good camera. I like it. And there's a new one out recently called the A6000, and it lets me use different lenses on there, and I've used the standard lens on there, which is a power zoom, which is a bit annoying because it sort of has a bit that zooms out when you start it up, so put it on off balance when you sort of have it on the desk there and you start it up and it falls over a bit, so that can be a bit annoying. But I've got a prime lens as well. I've got a 16mm prime lens, which is really good. That's a Sony one. I've ordered a 55 to 210 zoom lens. And I wanted to get my hands on that because I thought, well, it'd be good to take some good street photography shots when I'm looking to be sneaky and do long distance sort of things. And I've also been using the old Canon lens I got. Well, it's not that old, actually. It's a new Tamron lens with a Canon fitting. And that was 18 to 200. Now it kind of works. And I've just put a new adapter on there, which allows me to use the aperture setting on there and even gives me a bit of autofocus. Although the autofocus is dreadfully slow. So that's all things about actually having this new camera. And as I said, it's quite good having a new camera because it gets you back into the swing of, you know, being enthusiastic about taking photographs again and doing stuff. And with the camera being small, I mean, I've always got it with me. I've got it in a bag now next to me and I can go off and take some photographs, and it's really good for that. So there we go, taking photographs. And I'm really into all sorts of different types of photographing. I like to photograph on the street. I like to just capture shots where they're candid shots and people don't know that the photograph has been taken. And I wouldn't mind as well where, you know, talk to somebody and say, do you mind if I take your photograph? I'm practicing my portraiture and I like your face. Let me just take a picture. And I've done a couple of things like that where in the campsite where I work, I've said, can I take a picture of you and your dog? There's a fella came by and he got a huge, not enormous wolfhound, Irish wolfhound type of dog, and it was good to take a picture of those. I'm into other sorts of photography too, like I've got some macro rings that I can put onto the lens as well, so it means I can basically get in there and shoot things really, really close up. And I did a little bit of that one day and I quite enjoyed it, so I'm going to do more macro photography and find some insects to get pictures. That would be quite good. And then, of course, there's the HDR photography, which I've always been into. I tend to go a little bit more on the easy side of that now. I don't go for the wild sort of extreme HDR shots that I was working on before. And I still like having those bright colours and everything. I like lots of punch and pizzazz in a photo. And I've been using another application called Intensify Pro on my Mac, and that allows me to give the photos an extra sort of bit of a boost. So there you go, that's HDR photography I like doing. And of course I've got the street photography and just taking things, photographs of things in general. And macro, so it's all a bit of fun. And what I'm doing is at the moment is I've written quite a lot of articles for my websites, for spondishes.com and for various bits and pieces around about photography and changing to the EVIL cameras. That's EVIL as in electronic viewfinder interchangeable lenses, which my Sony NEX6 is. So I've written a few articles and I've gathered them all together and I've put them into Scrivener, which is my book writing software on the Mac. And it's looking quite good in terms of a book. I've got 23,000 words there. I've added to what I've got, so it's not going to be just the articles I've already got on the website or websites around the internet. It's going to be some new stuff as well and a few of my pictures. And of course, I'm going to have links in there to my tutorials, because some of this is going to be tutorials on how to create HDR photos, how to use panorama software such as Hugin. I think that's how you pronounce it. Could be Hugin. Anyway, there's an application called Hugin, which you can make panorama photos with. And how that compares with making panoramas with the applications that you have on your camera as well. So my NEX6, I can basically swing the camera around in an arc and make a panorama photo, but to be honest, I never can get it to work very well. And then, oh yeah, the other sort of photograph I like is on my my mobile phone. I've got the Google camera app, and with that I can do those spherical photos. They are just great fun. I love doing those. The last one I did was of the entrance to the camping site where I work, and it was great. It's like being inside a bubble. It's like being inside a sphere, and you sort of go round and round, and you sort of go up and you go down a bit as well, and you can really make it a great looking photograph. And when it gets onto the internet and to Google Plus, people all go do is click on it and actually start spinning round before their very eyes, and they get an immersive experience of this photograph. And I like those. I think it's great. I must do more of those. And of course, I can do the panoramas with the camera as well on my Samsung Galaxy X3. And they actually work out better than doing them on the Sony NEX6. When I get this book up out onto the Kindle, I'm going to put it onto Kindle, I'm going to put it onto iBookstore. Might put it onto Barnes & Noble for the Nook. I certainly will do some EPUB things as well, so anyone with an EPUB will be able to use it. And of course, I'm going to do it out as a PDF. And at the moment, I'm actually trying out some other software, which is supposed to be really good. In fact, it looks quite good for making a internet ebook, where you have flippable pages that look quite good. And I'm experimenting with that at the moment. And you'd make a PDF and then you sort of throw it into this software and do a few changes. And so lots of different ways to have this book. And this book is going to be for sale. I'm not going to give it away for free because I've put a lot of effort into this writing. And there's 20,000 words in there, and there's going to be a lot of tutorials in there. In fact, the tutorials probably add up to maybe, 4 or 5 hours worth of tutorials. And of course, I want to actually sort of get some money to help me keep being able to do these sorts of things. You know, I don't want to sort of give it away for free and then be poor and then not have the money to do this sort of stuff. So this is Dave Allen talking about photography and what I've got planned with the book on photography. And hope you'll have a look at it when I've got it done there. It's going to be available in all the good bookstores online. I'm not going to put it out as a print book, although I could do perhaps through CreateSpace. I think through Amazon you can do that. But I'm just going to put it out as an ebook, and I'm looking forward to that. So this is Dave Allen, Wizard Gold. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.